Thank you, Adam Ray, and good evening, everybody, from arguably the most beautiful park in Minnesota, from arguably the best seat in the house in the Jack Bell Press Box. It's Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemmish with you. Weekend number two of Region 15C baseball action. Kirby and I are doing this alcohol-free tonight because we love the game, don't we, Kirby?
I mean, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a good introduction right there, and nothing like coming to the Jack Bell Press Box and then coming into a cushioned seat all of a sudden for weekend number two. It's they know how to treat a guy here at the Cold Spring Baseball Park, Randy. And we've got a fun one tonight. Three great games tomorrow, and then Championship Sunday. It's not a bad gig this weekend. I tell you what, I'll drink tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night. But until then, I'll be good to go.
Mom Nature was listening to us too after we had that little rain delay last week. And she has given us some beautiful days here, and the way it sounds, Kirby, they are going to be some awesome summer days coming up tomorrow and Sunday, too. Yeah, it's Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Tonight, a winner's bracket game between the Luxembourg Brewers and the Richmond Royals. Both these teams went 2-0 last weekend. And, Kirby, both of these teams got by on some good pitching. Good pitching from both squads.
Yeah, I mean, the starts we saw last week, when you look at the start that Claire gave Cold Spring on Friday night, and then you get the start that Elshire gave them on Sunday, and then on the inverse, you got just a dynamite performance from Reed Funnenstein and JT Harn. These two teams, they got a lot of bats, but it was the arms that kind of got them through weekend number one, which, you know, traditionally that's what we've seen over the years, that the pitching kind of rises to the top, and that's what we saw in weekend number one for each of these teams. Each of these two teams, they'll both be in the state amateur baseball tournament down at Waconia, Chaska, and Hamburg, and we'll follow them down there as far as each of them go. We're always proud to bring you Region 15C baseball, especially when they make the state tournament as well. So it's gonna be fun, a fun one tonight, and a nice matchup tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight's game, and then of course tomorrow at 12 noon, St. Martin takes on the Cold Spring Rockies, and 2:30 it's New Munich and Spring Hill, and both of those are state tournament qualifiers with the loser eliminated, so a lot on the line tomorrow. Our Region 15C baseball brought to you tonight by...
It is brought to you by the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM and Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots. I had dinner at Shady's tonight. Dinner, Randy, not drinks, just dinner. Westside Liquor Waite Park, El Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, B&S Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, bringing you your sports tonight, bringing you your Region 15C baseball action tonight, last weekend, and this entire weekend. We're very gracious to those fine companies keeping us, you know, broadcasting this fantastic region. And the state tournament bids are what the boys aim for, but they also got something else on the line in the postgame, don't they, Randy?
They really do. Yes, they do. Kirby, our game tonight being brought to you, you mentioned by our sponsors, but you can also pick it up on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2. A lot of people are listening to us on our stream at mychasm.com. And heck, if you go to mychasm.com, you'll see all eight games from last week. Kirby was able to download all eight games, so you can hear the replays of all eight games. And, of course, Kirby will do his best again, as Adam Ray and Brad will be recording our games here in the next few days. They'll all be online on Monday as well for weekend number two. Kirby and I, the only thing about us being high tonight is we're high on amateur baseball, as it has come to Cold Spring for weekend number two. What a gorgeous night. The flag is still in center field, and this field looks in awesome shape. John Atchison Kirby, you know John a little bit. He's employed here by the city of Cold Spring, and he gets to take care of the field, doesn't he?
He does. Him and Jeff Ilias, they do such a fantastic job here. And as far as jobs go, I mean, that's not a bad gig, huh? You get to cut this patch of grass every day and do the edging and keeping the warning track and trimming the ivy and keeping the watering schedule on pace and stuff like that. And she's, you know, after the punch it took last weekend, and you get all those games, those eight games last weekend, Randy. But then you come here today, and it looks like it's, you know, they've been dumping water on it left and right and stuff like that. It's ready to rock because this park has taken that punch over the years. They always got tournaments and VF and Babe Ruth and all that stuff. So it's just a very prestigious park, and it looks great again here tonight.
These two teams, Kirby, did they play exhibition at all during the regular season?
They did not.
But they have, over the years, I would imagine, these two teams have faced each other. Some key players missing tonight for the Richmond Royals, right?
There are. Yeah, the Richmond top of the order has a different look to it this evening as no Dalton Thielen. Dalton, a student down at Gustavus Adolphus College. He is a member of their football team, and Dalton has like their, I don't know if you'd call it their training camp or their practices have already started right now. So Thielen is out of the mix for this weekend. And I'll say it, the hottest hitter in the region last weekend, Chase Elshire, kind of messing his wrist up a little bit, and Chase deciding to take the evening and potentially the entire weekend off to give that wrist a little rest. So I guess we'll be checking in on the depth of the Royals tonight, Randy.
Well, the depth, of course, in the batting lineup, but also position-wise, because Chase Elshire plays short. Dalton Thielen mans the center field spot, and that's a big hole up the middle. Obviously, you're replacing them with good quality players, but still, you're replacing starters who were playing there all year.
You got your leadoff hitter and your second hitter who plays short and center. They sound pretty valuable, you know, just by looking at it or by quantifying it that way. So it'll be a test for the Royals tonight. They're missing those two key cogs who had such a good weekend. You're replacing from last weekend 11 hits, 6 runs, 4 RBIs, 4 doubles, a triple, and a couple walks. So that's a tall order for the replacements, but that's an opportunity for someone else, right?
Yep. Richmond, on the other hand, will face Reed Funnenstein tonight, Kirby, and we saw what Reed could do with 9 innings. Or actually, JT Harn, we saw what JT could do. Reed is in the lineup, but JT pitching tonight, he pitched 9 innings, gave up 3 runs and only 2 earned, struck out 11, the left-hander did.
He did. He was just brilliant in that state qualifying game against the St. Martin Martins. It was just a great outing by Harn. We have such a good view of the strike zone up here in the Jack Bell press box, Randy. And he, if you want someone to paint your house, don't call him. He's only going to get the corners painted because he just lived on those corners the entire time, kept the ball down, and a very impressive pitching performance. And I'm excited to see him pitch again here this evening.
You bet. I am too. So it's a battle of the lefties. Brady Clare and JT Harn tonight here
just on. Like last Friday.
Yeah, just like last Friday. You've been on the mound at Cold Spring Baseball Park tonight. Of course, if you're coming to the ball game, just the one game tonight, and I believe it's a $5 at the gate. If you come tomorrow, you're going to pay $7. You get to see all 3 games tomorrow for $7. It's the best deal around. Can't beat that. Full concessions here at Cold Spring Baseball Park, and just good baseball fans that are just like you. All right, we are going to break away from our pregame here. National anthem coming up from Cold Spring Baseball Park. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbunk Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Gilliland makes the
difference. At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, we're always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Baseball Park with our starting lineups for tonight. It's Kirby Hamish.
For the visitors on the scoreboard, their manager, Blaine Ottman. It is the Richmond Royals leading off, and pitching this evening is Brady Clare, batting second in left field. Trent Gertgen batting third at third, number 23, Mason Primus. Batting fourth and catching is Cole Schmitz. Batting fifth, their designated hitter, number 12, Justin Schrader. He's hitting for their second baseman, number 13, Kyle Buddy. Batting sixth at shortstop, number 24, Logan Elshire. Batting seventh at first base is Cam Miller. Batting eighth in right field, Dusty Adams. And batting ninth in center field is Alex Buddy. Again, Clare, Gertgen, Primus, Schmidt, Schrader, Elshire, Miller, Adams, Buddy, and Kyle Buddy being the H4 at second base. For the Brewers, their manager, Corey Wentz. Leading off in center field, Luke Harn. Batting second at shortstop is Ethan Fruth. Batting third at third, Derek Orth. Batting fourth, their designated hitter is Reed Funnenstein. Hitting for this evening's pitcher, JT Harn. Batting fifth in right field, newcomer to the region is Noah Grove. Batting sixth at first base, Isaac Machinsky. Batting seventh in left field, Sam Eiten. Batting eighth at second base, Connor Clark. Batting ninth in catching, DJ Krohn. Again, Harn, Fruth, Orth, Funnenstein, Grove, Machinsky, Eiten, Clark, Krohn, JT Harn on the mound. There's your lineups for our first pitch. It's Mr. Region 15C, Randy Rothstein.
JT Harn winds up and delivers, and the first pitch to Brady Clare. A strike called and 0-1 at 3 minutes after 8 o'clock here on a Friday night. We're off and running. Harn has the sign from Krohn as the left-hander delivers outside a ball, and the count, one ball, one strike. We'll set the Brewers up for you defensively here in a bit. Harn works quickly. Again, he has the sign from Krohn. And the left-hander's pitch chopped up to the mound. Harn will field and flip it underhand to Machinsky, and 1-3 in the putout. 72 degrees here at game time tonight. Hey, a reminder again, stick around for our post-game show when we will award the coveted Chasm hat to our player of the game. There are 8 players in this Region 15C walking around with that coveted cap, and we want to award 6 more this coming weekend.
We will.
We will. Trent Gertgen into the batter's box, and the pitch to Trent is across the plate, strike one.
This guy just comes right at you, doesn't he? I mean, he had the one ball to Clare, but for the most part, he's living in the zone.
Yes, he is. Krohn sets up low and away, and a swing and a miss by Gertgen, strike two. The ball, it's 2 strikes. JT Harn last week with 11 strikeouts in that state qualifier game. The 0-2 on the way to Gertgen, a little bit high and away, and the count, one ball, two strikes.
Good mix right there, though. I mean, even his misses are kind of always around. One of those attackers just comes right at you, always around the zone.
A ball and 2 strikes, 1 out, nobody on for the Royals as Harn comes home. Gertgen a ground ball to deep short, and actually that gets by Fruth and rolls into left field. That'll be a single for Trent Gertgen, and the Royals get a runner on with an out. Derek Orts over at third. Ethan Fruit at short. At second base, it's Connor Clark. And at first base, Isaac Machinsky. In left field, Sam Eiten. Center field, it's Luke Harn. And out in right field, Noah Grove.
Behind the plate tonight, DJ Krohn, and on the mound, left-hander JT Harn. We did not see Noah Grove play at all last weekend in either game. So we will see what the young man can bring tonight. He's batting fifth in their lineup. And at the plate, Mason Primus. Primus will take a strike called 0-1, and Harn's doing what he did last weekend, Kirby, and that's getting ahead of batters.
He is. Gerken with his third hit of the region right there, Randy, and I don't know if Fruth maybe thought Orth was going to get it off the bat. I know it kind of confused you off the off the bat. It just seemed like a ball that maybe Fruth could have gotten to, just maybe a late first step.
There's a swing and a miss by Mason Primus in the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Now, again, we had some rain last Saturday and Sunday, but all week we've been pretty much Mother Nature-free rain, Kirby. So, I mean, even though you water it, maybe the infield's a little bit harder.
Not the same as the old good rain.
Primus will follow it back and out of play, and the count stays 0-2.
Nice weekend for Mason. Well, nice first game, I should say. He went 2-for-6 on the weekend. Three walks, two hit by a pitch. He had two doubles in that Friday night game against Cold Spring, the Richmond victory of 6-4, but Sunday wasn't his, he didn't have much fun at the box.
No,
walks and hit by pitch.
0-2 the count to Primus as Harn works from the stretch, and Primus will follow this one over by first base. Machinsky gives chase. He'll run out of real estate, and it's just a long strike, and 0-2 yet. Kirby, this ballpark is deep, isn't it?
It is. If you if you're just checking in, or you're not familiar, they got 380 to center field. Those gaps are big out there. We saw a pile of doubles, two triples last weekend. So extra base hit friendly compared to the traditional Stearns County League Park.
Harn ready, the 0-2 coming to Primus, and he drives it to right center field. This one's going to roll. Gertken digging for three, and he'll pull in there standing up as Primus delivers a long single to right center field.
So the outfielder's playing deep here. That's right fielder Noah Grove, and then in center field it's Luke Harn. But, you know, playing back, trying to keep that ball in front of him, and Primus was, you know, kind of flopping one in there as punching it to right center. Gerken with a good read. He knew that ball was going to be down, so Trent goes first to third with ease without a slide or a throw. And first and third for Richmond, and it looks like Luxembourg's going to play back up the middle with the dangerous Cole Schmitz at the plate.
You bet. Now, what we saw last weekend is a lot of outfielders, Kirby, playing a lot more shallow. Tonight, with virtually no wind.
Luke Harn's very deep.
Very deep. He's playing a long ways away out there.
Sam Eiton's very deep.
Cole Schmitz at the plate, and Cole takes inside from Harn a ball 1-0. We saw Cole really get a hold of one last weekend. He hit a ton, but he hit it into a wind and ended up being a little short of the home run fence. What, we have two home runs?
We had two home runs last weekend,
yeah,
Josh Lanko and then Tyler Geislinger.
One ball, no strikes, the count to Schmitz, and he'll follow this back and out of play over the first base dugout and into the parking lot. I mean, listen, there's another job for Lou's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Thank you for parking over there.
Got you on up if you're Richmond. He had five RBIs last weekend, couple deep sack flies that Randy alluded to. Got that runner at third base. Opportunity to take an early lead here.
Gertken leads from third. Primus from first. One out. The Harn pitch, and Schmitz follows this one right back and over Kirby in my head. And the count at 1-2 to Cole Schmitz.
This is where Harn was so tough last week, Randy, where he just kind of bared down. The Martins had a few chances, and he just kind of navigated his way through each time by, you know, this is a strikeout spot, and he seemed to get that strikeout in those big spots.
1-2 the count. Harn ready, comes home, curveball, Schmitz, ground ball to short. Fruth to second for one, the relay to first in time, a 6-4-3 double play, and that'll end the Royal threat here in the first. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on base. One half inning in the books. It's Richmond nothing. Luxembourg coming to bat. More Region 15C baseball in a minute and a half here on KASM.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota.
Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ballgame this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
On your Sunday drive or your quick trip to town, you may have noticed a new color of TMR mixer in the lot at Dairyland Supply and Sock Center. Well, that yellow one is the Vermeer brand. Vermeer had purchased Schuler Manufacturing almost 2 years ago, and they have just recently made the transition of color to yellow. Vermeer offers the same high-quality equipment and will still be manufactured in Iowa. Stop in or give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 for more information.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
You're listening to Region 15C baseball coverage on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hamish with you. Adam Ray producing our game. Back at our sports studios in Albany, no score after the top half of the first inning. Brady Clair, he is towing the rubber right now, and the left-hander will get to work against a pretty good lineup, Kirby, a lineup that includes a lot of left-handed hitters.
I'd say each team throwing a lefty was no coincidence tonight, Randy, when you have the amount of lefties. Richmond, Chase Elshar is out of the lineup when you have Schrader, Logan Elshar, Claire, Adams, and Miller. On the other end of the spectrum, you get Harn, you get Orth, you get Machinsky, you get Eiton. You know, all these lefties, I think we're looking at about four each way. So it's lefty-lefty matchup for a good chunk of the evening, well, at least half of the evening.
Yeah, and in your estimation, is that as big a deal here at the amateur level versus the, let's say, professional level as the fastball strike delivered from Claire in 0-1?
I'd never, you know, put a ton of stock into that. Yeah, there's probably a tad of an advantage, but would you say that then the right-handers in your lineup
exactly
have more of an advantage?
Exactly, righty-righty. Yeah, pitch two, Luke Harn is a ball, and one ball, one strike the count. Yeah, that is definitely a good argument. 1-1, no score if you're just joining us. Here's Harn lining it down the left field line. That'll go foul. And the count at a ball and two strikes to Luke Harn. Ethan Fruth, Derek Orth wait in the wings to bat against Brady Clair. Brady almost like works from the stretch here, but is this his windup?
Yeah, that step back. He has that inaugural step with his right foot kind of straight back. It looks like he's in a stretch.
Yeah,
you see kind of a lot of major leaguers do that. It's not the traditional how
you
did a full windup.
Exactly, the big high leg kick then. And yeah, two balls, two strikes to count to Harn. Schmitz throws down the sign and a fastball right on that outside part of the plate that Harn swings at and misses. He's out on strikes.
Good pitch right there. Living on the outer half with the lefty up. He had two strikes on him. Just the old bring it on fastball on the outer half, Randy, and he got it by the Brewer center fielder. There's one more lefty.
Yeah.
I forgot that Ethan Fruth is left-handed.
Ethan Fruth, yeah. Absolutely. So Ethan Fruth into the batter's box. That makes five.
And we never seen Noah Grove hit.
Yeah, so we don't know. Exactly. Brady Clair, ready on the mound. His pitch a little bit high to Ethan Fruth and the count at 1-0. I think if you're a Richmond Royal fan, Kirby, you'd like to see your team maybe play a little better defense this weekend.
That would be a safe assumption.
A pitch a little bit low and outside in the count 2-0. Luxembourg played some good defense last weekend.
They did.
That's why they are here, too.
They did. Had some
along with
hits,
their pitching.
Clutch hitting from this guy. He had the walk-off single that scored Luke Harn against St. Martin last Saturday night.
Here's a line drive. That'll go over Buddy's head into right field. A solid base hit. Fielded there by Dusty Adams and back into the infield.
Yeah, just punching that to right field over Kyle Buddy's head. It's not a short joke either. That was a solid knock to right. First hit of the evening for Luxembourg, and that brings Derek Orth to the plate.
I'll bring Derek Orth up to the plate.
He was quiet last weekend.
Yes, he was. Brady Clair looks to first. Ruth gets his lead and fouled out of play as Orth swinging at that first pitch and strike one. We've got Connie Waltz Saying thanks to Deb Merton. We got you guys up at the pub in Reamer, Minnesota tonight.
All right. Hello, Reamer.
Hello, Reamer. The 0-1 pitch, nice stop by Cole Schmitz. Is that pitch in the dirt? I was called that about a 57-footer.
Yeah, he was. You need 60 and a half feet, and that one was that's about 3 feet short right there.
Front of the plate.
Cole, get to wear that one in the old chest protector. Keep that in front of him and keep Fruth at first base.
1-1 the count. No score if you're just joining us. Ooh, nice pitch by Brady Clare catching the corner. That was a low in the strike zone. Perfect spot.
Keeping the ball down, burning the knees right there. Pitch for a long time. Keep the ball at that spot.
One ball, two strikes. Cam Miller holding Fruth at first. Ready as Clare on the mound, and Brady comes home. Swing and a miss. That gets by Cole Schmitz, and they're going to say he's out on strikes. And interesting there that Fruth did not attempt to go to second at all. And for Cole, lucky it didn't roll any farther.
I mean, it's an awkward play all around because you get to strike out with a guy in first. So Orth out of the box takes the hard step, and then he remembers that first base is occupied.
Yep.
So he realizes he's out. Schmitz realizes or knew right away he was out, and then the ball just kind of chunked maybe 10, 15 feet behind Cole. Fruth's read it down, though. He had that initial first step, Randy. He should easily be on second base
Absolutely.
Right here.
That'll bring cleanup hitter Reed Funnenstein to the plate, right-handed hitter. First one, Clare has seen, and he delivers a belt-high fastball for a strike in 0-1.
Burning in on the hands of this big boy. It's a lot of man in that right-handed batter's box.
Reed Funnenstein, 2013 graduate of Ricori High School. Went on to pitch some at NDSU. Pitches high, and the count 1-1, one strike.
Joe Gill listening in Luxembourg. His in-laws with a 7-5 victory in the family softball tournament. I know you're going to give us region scores all weekend, but we got the family softball score apparently here. I'm sure our listeners were pining for that.
1-1 the count. There goes Fruth. Pitches low for a ball, and Schmitz can't get a handle on it behind the plate and into second easily as Ethan Fruth.
You get that tying run, or that go-ahead run, into second base now, Randy. And it was an early jump by Fruth. Clare's staring right at him. He's already made up his mind that he's coming home, and you can just tell he kind of rushed his throw right there, short-armed it, and spiked it.
So two balls and a strike. Brady Clare looking back to second. Fruth gets a pretty nice lead. Boy, long stare, and now Funnenstein calls for time. It's almost a little cat and mouse here. Brady Clare just staring at that runner, and I think he wanted Funnenstein to step out.
Those are it's one of those where you think sometimes if a pitcher's just looking at the runner, like, I'm going to stare at him until the batter calls time.
Yep, exactly. Here's the pitch to Funnenstein. Ground ball hits slowly to short. Logan Altshire charges. He bobbles it and can't come up with the play. That'll be an error on the Royal shortstop, and runners at first and third now for Luxembourg.
Yeah, just a little chopper in the infield that Elshire, he saw Fruth go in front of him. He realized he had enough time because he knows Funnenstein doesn't exactly burn it up that first baseline, but maybe a tad too lackadaisical waiting in on that and then just couldn't get a handle on it. And weekend two looks like weekend one looked like for the Royals in the field, Randy, more errors.
You bet. First and third now, Noah Grove, a right-handed hitter. In the box and fouls this one to the backstop and the count at 0-1 to Grove.
Grove, a right-handed hitter, as Randy had mentioned. So you got the runners at first and third. Richmond had that in the first inning with one out. Now here's Luxembourg in the bottom of the first inning. Same scenario, but with two outs.
Miller holds Funnenstein at first. Fruth kind of decoying down that third baseline. Brady Clare comes home and the pitch inside. Funnenstein, a little delayed steal. He's just going to take off and go, and Cole Schmitz is not going to give in to that. He's going to hang on to the baseball.
That would be on the middle infield there, Randy. Nobody pinching up the gut. Funnenstein or even third base coach Chris Knaus realizing it, and they take the easy bag.
Yeah, now two runners in scoring position, and the pitch is outside for ball two and 2-1. 2-1 the count to Noah Grove. Got an opportunity here for a couple RBIs early in this game, bottom of the first inning. Clare's pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner. Grove kind of surprised by that call.
That was an icy look back at the umpire.
It was, yeah.
You kidding me?
Real icy.
Yeah.
All right, 2-2. Grove back in the box. Ready as Claire. And his pitch. Swing and a miss. Pops out of Cole Schmitz's glove. Cole picks it up, throws to first, and out is Grove. Grove didn't initially see that Cole dropped the ball, and so he got late start to first, but that'll end the first for the Brewers. No runs, a hit, one error, and two left on. We played an inning here in Cold Spring, no score. Richmond and Luxembourg, we're back in a minute.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech Windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Justin Schrader, Logan Elshire, Cam Miller facing a left-hander, JT Harn. Here in the second for the Richmond Royals, no score if you're just joining us. Royals had a couple hits in the first. Luxembourg had a hit in the first. Harn ready. And the pitch to Schrader, a swing and a miss, strike one.
Quiet weekend for Justin last weekend, Randy. He worked an 0 for 10. He reached base on a hit by pitch, but all those doubles and triples and extra base hits for the Royals, hit parade in that Sunday game against New Munich. This big bat was sleeping.
Schrader, another swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 to Schrader. Balls, two strikes. We have lost our son here at Cold Spring Baseball Park.
Now you can see through that window.
It works great, Kirk. And Schrader, a foul tip into the mitt of Crow, and he's out on strikes.
First strikeout of the evening for JT Harn, and two heaters in on the hands, and then a big hook right there. So you get the big first out, and now you get the reunion. Logan Elshire, the former Luxembourg Brewer, into the batter's box against his old team.
Absolutely. See what JT Harn has in store for Logan. Another left-handed hitter for the Royals. Kimmel and Watkins playing over in Sartell tonight. That game 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
What time do they start those Friday?
7:30 over
okay.
in Sartell.
So they got half hour.
Got
advantage.
A half hour on us, you bet. We kick the pitch to Elshire. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 0-2 the count. We have Tony Orbeck and Jeff Ilias. They're listening up in Monaga, Minnesota tonight. So Reamer and Monaga, let's start drawing lines here. The pitch is outside, a ball, and 1-2.
Thanks for bringing that sign in last Tuesday, Jeff. That was very nice of you, and thanks for listening to us this evening. Enjoy your Windsor.
Or Crown?
Probably Windsor.
The 1-2 pitch, and Elshire fouls it at the plate, and the count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out for the Royals.
72 at game time?
72 at game
time. By the end
of
the game, what are we going to be looking at?
We're going to be looking at Kirby wants a jacket.
No.
No. Swing and a miss. Elshire's out on strikes, and all of a sudden JT Harn with a couple.
You should see the jacket that the missus picked out of the closet on her way to the game tonight.
Yeah.
Apparently it's going to snow this evening. She said, I don't want to be cold. And I said, well, apparently you won't be in that thing.
The Minnesota mosquito will not get through that.
No, it's going to be a thick bite.
And Cam Miller to the plate for the Royals. As the pitch to Cam, ground ball up the middle. Pruth has it near the bag at second across the diamond and 6-3 in the putout. And the Royals go quickly and quietly here in the second. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 1.5, Richmond nothing, Luxembourg nothing. We're back in a minute.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or ticket-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked a Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
You're listening to KASM, Region 15 seat baseball action tonight on KASM. Doing a little people watching. Kerb, there's your buddy Brian Bell.
All right.
Yep, you see him down there. He's at the game tonight. Saw Charlie Hennen earlier. Donnie Heinen is here tonight. Kevin Ruggemer in the stands tonight. We're spotting some Richmond fans. Well, there's Tommy Niehaus, too.
All right.
I didn't see Tom last weekend, but Tom's here. Some Richmond fans, and also Dwayne Kruger is in the house. Dwayne, hey, good to see you. Yep, we're good right now. Maybe catch us after the game. All right, here we go. Isaac Machinsky. I don't know. I'm just crazy tonight. I'm a little fired up. A little high. Maybe it's because I got rid of my hair after.
High working. On baseball. Yeah. I like that. He's failing his baseball drug test.
Machinsky had a count of 0-1 and the pitch outside and the count 1-1.
For those curious, Isaac's jersey still not tucked in.
No, and it looks like a different color compared to the other guys's. Like a different shade of blue. There's a strike call to Isaac Machinsky and the count 1-2. Isaac, last week in Kirby, 1-7. This guy can hit, though. If he gets on a roll, it's kind of like your Miguel Sano kind of player.
He can be the furnace that fuels the whole squad.
Absolutely. Pitches outside from Brady Clair in the count, 2-2. 2-2 the count. Clair. Ready, the kick and the pitch outside, and the count full at 3-2.
The difference here between the veteran lefty and the young lefty, Randy, is he got two kind of swings and a misses off Machinsky here, and he's still kind of messing around a little bit where Harn kind of comes right at the Richmond lefties.
You bet. This one's popped up foul and out of play. Cole looking at it, but that's going to hit the Jack Bell press box.
Bouncing off the top. Schmitz didn't see it off the bat, and we kind of joked last weekend about those catchers who can't find the ball right away, and he's looking up thinking he might have a play, and that's from the dugout. He just, no, settle down. You know, you have no shot at it. It's going to be okay.
3-2 the count. Claire. The pitch and a swing and a miss as he brings that fastball right in on the fists of Isaac Machinsky. He's out on strike. I don't know if Isaac got a pitch there that whole at bat. That's the first time that location was being tested.
Yeah. Just a little country hardball right there. Here's the pitch. I dare you to hit it. As you know, his fourth strikeout, he's got four outs, all strikeouts thus far. He did have that that ground out that Alshire made the error on at short, but there's a should be an out for him.
Sam Eiton, a pop-up over by the first base dugout. Nope. That ball carries. A little backspin on it, I think, it hit the sports deck and bounced out of play. Sam Eiton, he has his coveted chasm hat enshrined, I'm sure, at home.
Block away here from Cold Spring Baseball Park.
Yeah. He's got Austin Schoenberg, doesn't he? He's closer.
He is closer. That's
he is
true.
Closer.
Rocky's got to get a new realtor. All this available real estate near Springer Park.
Oh, on the count, Eiton takes a little bit low and in the dirt, and the count 1-1.
And again, you just look at it right there, Randy. You get the aggressive swing on 0-0, and it was not exactly tagged by any means. And he comes back with a hook in the dirt where Harn on the inverse is coming right at the Royals.
Yep. One ball, one strike. It's low for a ball, and 2-1.
Buddy in center field. Not as shallow as we saw Geislinger or Thielen play last week, but not nearly as deep as where Harn was playing earlier this evening.
2-1 the count. Brady Clair's pitch, a swing and a miss, strike two. So when Scott Leeser from St. Martin pitches, what's the difference here? Is it that Leeser is respected for his control more, that players are chasing that first pitch? Here's a ground ball by Eitan. Cam Miller knocks it down at first. He's going to need Clair, and Clair beating Eitan to the bag. Just a bang-bang play. Now, Cam probably would have run it himself, but he bobbled it.
If he catches it cleanly, I think that Miller's got those red cleats on the bag with ease. But after the boot, he has to flip it over to Clair. But a nice feed, Brady getting up the line quickly. We know Brady can run, and beating Eitan to the bag, and it was a good feed from Miller for out number two. And circling back a little bit, Randy, I think that it's just kind of, you know, we saw him walk Eric Terrace to start the game last Saturday at noon, but for the most part, you just kind of have the impression that Scott Leeser is going to come right at you. He's not really going to walk too much. He's always going to be around the zone. So if you think you have a good read on it and you've got a pretty good idea that the ump's going to call it a strike because he does, you know, kind of live right on the edges, swing at it.
Here's Connor Clark at the plate. The first pitch, a strike to Connor, and now he folds one back and out of play in the count. 0-2, no balls, two strikes.
Clark 3-for-7 last weekend, scored a couple runs, stole a bag for the Brew Crew.
0-2 the count. Pitch a little bit low in the count, one ball, two strikes. Saw Ruben Ottman here before the game. I think Ruben's going to celebrate his birthday here at the end of the month, I believe number 89. So Ruben said hi. He said if they need a national anthem singer, he could sing, too.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. But, yeah, Ruben spent many years watching Richmond baseball when his son Brian Ottman played over at Richmond. And, of course, he got to see his grandson Austin Ottman play some minor league baseball. So, two balls, two strikes, the count to Connor Clark. Brady Clair ready on the mound. And Clark, a ground ball, takes a nice big hop to Primus over at third, and Mason Shorts hops it, and Cam Miller comes up with the scoop at first. And that'll do it for the Brewers here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play two here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. No score, Richmond and Luxembourg. The third inning comes up with Kirby Hemish right after this one-minute timeout.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold at century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Park. It's Richmond. It's Luxembourg. It's the winner's bracket of Region 15C. It's Dusty Adams, Alex Buddy, Brady Clair leading things off for the Royals. In the third, 8-9-1, as Adams looks at a strike, Harn right back, the one-strike pitch, missing high for a ball, evening it up at 1-1. We're scoreless thus far through two frames. Richmond with a threat in the first at first and third, as did Lux, Harn, and Clair, each navigating around it. The 1-1 offering from Harn to Adams, that's on the corner for a strike. Dusty didn't like it, but that is strike two, and 1-2 the count. Adams last weekend, 1-for-6, scored a run, hit by a pitch, had a sacrifice as well. He's in a hole at one and two. As Harn's 1-2 offering off-speed pitch is lifted into short center field. Out at second base is Connor Clark. He will make the catch with ease for a flyout for out number one. You're the text guy. Everybody likes to text you, let you know where they're listening. And Randy, you are inviting people to text you, but I got a text from Chad Brickwig. We were talking about catching. He said, you know who was a good catcher? Chad Hess, who Richmond drafted in 1998. Dynamite drop-in, Chad, like the second greatest catcher in the area of all time. That guy was pretty good as Alex Buddy into the batter's box. Think of the bombs that guy hit for Regal and for Richmond in 97, 98. Melrose went on a deep run in 2000 or so. Buddy looks at a strike, Harn right back. This pitch, cue shot up the first baseline. It'll twist foul.
Chad lives here in the Cold Spring area and actually works over at the credit union in town here.
That so, he does. Yeah. He's got some, I think he's got a couple daughters and a son coming through the...
Yes, he does.
Recori baseball system, Recori baseball softball. Two strikes on Alex Buddy, the nine hitter for Richmond. As Harn ready, lefty rocks and fires. Two strike pitch hit right back to JT, who rolls up his arm. Might have knocked the bill of his cap. He flips it over to Machinsky to retire Buddy. As Harn now pointing at his arm saying, it's okay. I took that off the arm. It may have looked like it was my face, but it wasn't. So quickly, two away.
Yeah, he pulled back so quick, and I think it's just instinctive, Kirby, that when you see that ball coming at your face, you pull it back.
It's a safe assumption, as from here, I thought it rolled right up the right up the gut into to the nose or something, but he said it got him in the arm. So two quick ones for Harn. Lineup flips over. It's Brady Clare. As his second viewing of Harn, he looks at a ball. Already bounced out to JT. Start our game back in the first inning. We are scoreless here at the Cold Spring Baseball Park. Each of these teams have qualified for the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Seeding from here on in for them as Claire waves at a off-speed pitch down in the zone, evening our count up at 1-1. Luxembourg, their third state tournament appearance, will be in next weekend or the weekend after. Richmond, their 14th. Harn's 1-1. That's down and away. Moving it to 2-1. Should Brady reach, it'll be Trent Gertgen, who singled in the on-deck circle. Claire last weekend for Richmond. 3-for-8, scored 3 runs, 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, and stole a bag. Nice work out of the 9-hole. He bumps up with the absence and injuries for Richmond as this pitch running inside on Claire. Now 3-1 to the Royal pitcher. He's got that big oven mitt in his back right pocket, Randy.
Yeah.
As that pitch came inside, I was thinking, well, turn and have it hit you on that thing. 3-1 the count. Good time to hit. As Harn's 3-1 pitch, Claire swings at that one, pops it up, fouling out of play. Where's the Blazer Park tonight, Randy?
Same spot.
All right. That one was too far.
That ball bounced into the skater park and over the fence and cleared those vehicles down there.
All right. Nice bounce. Payoff pitch coming. Two down here in the Royal third. 3-2 pitch on the corner. Strike three. Claire out on strikes as Harn has retired his last 7 as a strikeout number 2 right there for JT. Royals retired in order in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base after 2.5. It is scoreless ball game thus far. Bottom three coming up in a minute. You're listening to you're listening to Region 15C Amateur Baseball. My apologies. And it's back in a minute right here on KASM.
Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.